Blog Talk Radio.
Find it. Try it. Paint it. Love it. Find it. Try it. Paint it. Love it. Find it. Try it. Paint it. Love it. Find it, try it, paint it, love it. Find it, try it, paint it, love it, love it, love it, love it.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Send a storm, send a rain, another trial, made in pain. I think joy, I think sin, have a little doubt, and I won't sin. I've been deceived, so you gave me peace, you even kept my mind. You're worthy to be praised. I'm so very grateful. Find your power, I feel it. There are people running scared of what they see, trying to find the way out of misery. Rumors of war threaten our land, but I know the palm of your hand, you're worthy to be praised. Lord, I'm so grateful,
Lord, I'm so grateful
for all
Blog Talk Radio.
This is a product of LA Beverly Enterprise via the Beverly Nation. This is Soulful Inclination. Hello, my name is Audrey Dennis. I am glad this hour is finally here. Today is my first day back as your host once a month on Sundays at 8 p.m. on Soulful Inclinations. I want every soul who is inclined to hear from me to know that I will find it a privilege to hear from you at the appointed time. Our number is 347-202-0392. Now I ask that you give me at least 30 minutes, but first I would like to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you allow me to truly have a humble spirit. I pray for your love, your wisdom, your mindset. I pray to truly be a vessel unto you. Through Jesus Christ, I am thankful for the opportunity to fellowship with those whom you love. And I ask that you bless Beverly Nation and all of our listeners with what you feel our needs are. I declare these things done by the power that is in your Holy Spirit. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen. The gospel message is one of a relationship. And until this relationship grow into what God has called it to be, you cannot expect anything else to be what God has called it to be. Because this is a cry from our Holy Father to be reconciled with all of his children. Humanity is hell-bound. And God wants us back. What can be more important than this? We as a people, saved and unsaved, have to move from a wounded state of mind to a broken state of mind. I know that broken sounds worse than wounded, but it is not. When I am wounded, my flesh is hurt. My pride, what I think and how I feel matters to me. We all have to fight this state of mind. But a broken state of mind is when a man finally sees the true nature of himself and all the worthlessness of his flesh. God is the Most High King. Do you think that he should honor the mind of an unrighteous man? What he thinks or how he feels all belongs to God, and he is going to do his will with it. Now, this is what the High and Lofty One, whose name is Holy, says. I dwell in the high and holy places, as well as with him of a contrite heart and a humble spirit, to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Psalms 51:17. Contrite ones are those who have a sincere remorse for who they have learned themselves to be. So if we are suffering and in need of a restoration, it must begin with the church. God's church is the core. It is where everything should begin. We should be able to draw strength, the Spirit of God, from one another. The church I am speaking of began in eternity, and God's word proves it. Because humans are trapped in time. The idea that anything could exist before time began defiles their imagination. The grace of God, his undeserved favor towards those with a sincere remorse, was also something that was planned before time began. In 2 Timothy 1:8, it says, God has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, his own business, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. Jesus Christ has said, this is the will of him who sent me. I shall lose none of all those he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. John 6:39. The Bible tells us that worldly people think that the topic of God is foolishness, but the earth is nothing but a training ground that will be destroyed, giving you one chance for a much better life than this one, and it will be eternal. Before salvation comes into a person, the word says you are dead in trespasses and sin. And because your spirit man is unconscious, you are unaware of your foolish mindset. The natural man believes himself to be righteous, but he is not. You see and comprehend only in the natural, meaning that you are spiritually blind. So I wish people would stop telling me ways of how a man has outsmarted God in any way, shape, or form. No man has this ability or power, and Satan did not have it either. Have you ever considered just once that maybe our problems is with God? The Bible teaches us the truth concerning our wounded relationships with God. The law was given to man so that he can examine himself. James 1:23 compares the law to a mirror. A looking glass is what it says. It shows you a reflection of yourself, but has no power to make one single change. With that in mind, we must remember that one day you are going to have to stand before God by yourself. Instead of confessing to God concerning the dirt you see about yourself and be rescued, you miss your only ride home. If we were walking in a hot, dry desert, as far as the eyes could see, and you and I both are hungry and thirsty, and I was probably tired of walking before we got there, and then a camel strolls by, you got one chance to get on board, because I would leave you behind right there. And it is the same when it comes down to confessing to God and believing in the one he has sent to pick your behind up. So I don't care what you think about my ride. It has promised to take me from point A to point B. The whole time you're arguing about which way we should go, we can tell from the way you talk that you have not even studied your math. But you still go as far as to say Jesus is not the way, yet you cannot point out any other way. So know that every filthy word that comes out your mouth, one day you will have to answer to God. You curse yourself, speaking about things you do not understand, and pride keeps you from admitting it. The Spirit of God sees straight through those who come to tear down, but has not one useful tool to build back up. Because you believe in trusting yourself, it shows that you have not yet learned the incapabilities of your flesh, and therefore you do not have a broken spirit or a contrite heart, which is the requirement of God. Here lies your dilemma. Out of frustration with God, all of us has run around like a chicken with our heads cut off. But the starting point is still right here, restoring our relationship with God. He is the only luck you're going to have. Some may feel that they're already lucky, but it's a delusion. Satan will party with you all the way to hell. The spirit of pride was Satan's downfall. God's past, present, and future kingdom will never accept the spirit of pride. How do you solve a problem or seek out success apart from God, when all holiness, righteousness, and wisdom is in him? Because of this pride, we repeat the same class over and over. And before you know it, you are old and still stuck on stupid. Now I ask you, are you really going to take the chance and stand before God by yourself, when he has given you Jesus. Jesus Christ is the end of the law when it comes to righteousness' sake. Romans 10:4. But this does not mean that Christians are finished with the law. Once we are saved, we return to the law out of love for Christ in an attempt to sincerely obey out of gratitude and appreciation for our salvation. The same is true concerning God's Sabbath and tithes. His words are not spoken in vain. Who are we to think we can outdate the words of God or fade him away when it is he who lives in eternity? He has listed promised results for those who are obedient. Those who live in the Spirit of God live an entirely different life than you do already, because the children of God see results for being obedient. Satan has pumped your head up to believe that you are more than what you are because you tried to undermine God. Believing that you can progress without him is undermining him. And because of this ignorance, you are at war with Satan and God. Satan's attacks begin on us at an early age. Why? Because God has a plan and purpose for you that is greater than anything on this earth. And by the time most people make it into a church building, they have been hurt and is in a lot of pain, which is why 1 Thessalonians 5:11 tells us to comfort one another, to lift up one another, to edify. But instead, we tear each other down. Do a lot of preaching on giving, but can't give anything in return. Because there is a separation and discrimination on the inside of the church, we will not see any unity outside the church until there is unity inside the church. I have been baptized 4 times because everywhere I go, the same claim is made. We have God and you don't. Therefore, you are going to have to be baptized a 5th time, whether you are claiming Christ or not, because we are special and you're not. Churches get caught up with man-made rules and religious beliefs that is completely against the word of God. God makes all of us special, and Jesus Christ. Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "The teachers of the law and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat, so you must be careful to do everything they tell you, but do not do what they do, for they do not practice what they preach. They tie up heavy, cumbersome loads and put them on other people's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to lift a finger to move them. Everything they do is done for people to see. They love the place of honor at banquets and the most important seats in the synagogues. They love to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and to be called rabbi by others. But you are not to call anyone rabbi, for you have one teacher, and you are all brothers. And do not call anyone on earth father, for you have but one father, and he is in heaven. Nor are you to call instructors, for you have one instructor, the Messiah. The greatest among you will be your servant. For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." That is Matthew 23:1-12. All of the words of Jesus has been truth and righteous, but yet he is the most hated. You can't see through this hate. Everything he has offered has been free. So you can't even claim he's money hungry. And because you cannot make not one legit accusation against him, you will then go as far as to say he never exists at all. Unbelievable hate for someone you do not even believe in. Everyone has a strong feeling concerning Jesus Christ in one way or the other. And if people hated me as much as they did Christ, That would make me feel like I was somebody very special. Otherwise, who is more important? Who is important enough for all the hatred for over 2,000 years? Denominations is a group who classify themselves as a kind of a person distinguished by a specific name, according to the dictionary. Now, I ask, what kind of person do you distinguish yourself as? When the word says in James 4:14 that you are nothing but a mist that appears for a little while, then vanishes away. Psalm 39 says, everyone is but a breath, even those who seem secure. Who is the author of chaos and confusion? The word just told us that we have one father, one teacher, and only one instructor, but all claim to have something no one else does. This shows us a strong, deceiving spirit that goes against the word of God even among his own. When simple stuff like this don't sink in, there is an evil culprit behind our confusion. God has no perspective of person because all flesh is the same. John 3:17 says, God did not send his son into the world to condemn it, but to save the world through him. God do not show any type of discrimination or racism through his son. But as many as would receive him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on his name. John 1:12. John 6:33 tells us that there was no other way for God to erase the effects of sin except by blood. I've been told by some churches that I had to keep the Sabbath in order to be saved, even though I do believe that Saturday is the blessed Sabbath with an everlasting anointing. It is not my salvation. The shedding of Christ's blood paid the penalty for sin. And without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. Hebrews 9:22. For Christ also has once suffered for all sin, for the just and for the unjust, so that he might bring us all to God. Pride, hatred, jealousy, anger are all satanic attributes, the opposite nature of God, which is love. Jesus' name represents all of his finished work on the cross, fulfilling God's plan of redemption and salvation, victory over sin, death, and over the devil's entire realm. When the name of Jesus Christ is invoked, it carries all of the power and distinction God gave to it, even when you're hating on it. God raised Jesus from the dead, elevated him to his right hand, and gave Jesus a name above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age which is to come, Ephesians 1:21. And it's true, whether you believe it or not, because Satan has detested his name for over 2,000 years, and the Bible has been the bestseller every year, as long as anyone can remember, selling over 25,000 copies every year. That says something to me. It says Satan can't stop God, but you would rather believe in man and a whole bunch of nonsense that has no value that you can't take with you to hell or heaven. You can have this world because the children of God seeks the kingdom of God and all of its attributes. The church hurt me horribly when they kept telling me I wasn't saved and that I had to come through their organization in order to be saved, to the point where I repeated my baptisms over and over. You being flesh would not have made your own children apologize over and over. Now, do you think that I will allow another man tell me whether or not I'm saved ever again? No. No one need to be told this. When the way, the truth, the light, the power, and his authority has been given to all who believe. We need to realize this and unify in order to become powerful. All of this hating and discriminating has already exposed the weak condition of the church, and it should wake the church up. Because man has showed the world that he lacks the strength of the true Spirit of God inside the church, which is love, until he acknowledges love, there will never be any power. This concludes my message, and I thank and praise the Lord in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. How you doing, Mr. Lonnie Beverly?
Well, first of all, I just want to thank God for you being on the air tonight. For the first time since March 2nd of this year, being able to expound upon, you know, your belief factors and your skill set, you know, proclaiming Christ to be Lord of all. A lot
yes.
of times people don't understand, you know, what, you know, the love of God. Being able to, you know, being baptized four different times, I think that is crazy. I think that is just outright, you know, and a lot of people go through that, you know, that type of caste system. You know what I mean? Well, if you're not apostolic, then you're not good enough. Well, if you're not Church of God in Christ or AME or Episcopalian, and I'm talking, we're talking about in just in the Pentecostal, excuse me, in the Protestant way. We know in back in the day at Wittenberg, a brother by the name of Martin Luther thought that the Catholic Church shouldn't have the chain on the Bible, Audrey. He said, wait a minute, I thought the Bible said the just shall live by faith. So he put up 95 theses on the wall at Wittenberg and said, you know what, though? I think we should have the right to read the Bible for ourselves, right, Audrey? And that
yes.
started the Protestant religion. He protested against, okay, the Roman Catholic Church. So it's just, it's a beautiful thing, and for you to be able to expound upon the word. Now, we do have a call, and I do believe it is a friend of yours that you know oh so well. Caller number one, please state your name right here on Soulful Inclinations with Minister Audrey Dennis.
Simeon Meyer.
Hello.
Hey,
how you doing?
How you doing?
So who is I'm speaking to?
Simeon Meyer.
Oh, yes. Hi. Oh, Simeon.
How you doing,
Simeon?
I just wanted to comment. Yeah, I feel like in a lot of our churches, they don't. I think one thing that certain, I believe that the pastor should be preaching in the churches, people to have a teaching on the heart of God, having the heart
yes.
of God, because not a lot of people. Some people I know, some people who are. I would say born again. Some it happens to some saved individuals immediately, depending on how God impacted their life.
Mm-hmm.
Some people it's a
mm-hmm.
process
mm-hmm.
because you don't see that having that heart of God. The heart of God. What I mean like that is the characteristic of it is basically
it's love.
Being a
and
being
we don't have love.
Yeah, yeah. It's having a Jesus heart. That
right.
heart of God. It means you're about the Father's work. You
yes.
begin to understand the mission, because the more that you're in the mission, the more you begin to appreciate his love and his grace, and you begin to have his heart begins to mold in you. I mean, his desires begin to be planted inside you. You begin to pour out all his desires inside of you.
Yes.
Or even, I mean, I know a lot of people think I'll be going towards David as having a heart of God. No, Jesus
yes.
had it. Jesus had it. It
yes.
was. Plain and simple, that Jesus had that heart of God. He did things to, yeah, he did things to honor the Father. He
mm-hmm.
said, I, and the Father was well pleased with him. But you was getting ready to say something?
Yeah, the thing about it is, even though every now and then you do hear a message of love inside the church, it is. Is never really shown, and I think it do begin with the leaders. From my experience, when you see a snobby leader or a shy leader or someone who's unfriendly that is a leader, the entire congregation acts and behaves just like their leader, and it's
yeah.
sad.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad.
And you know
it's
what? You're right. A lot of people think just because you can preach, it makes you a pastor. And you got to understand, a pastor must have a shepherd's heart.
Yes.
If you don't have a shepherd heart, then you can't deal with the different personalities to show them the love of God. To show them that heart. So you have to have
that. And everybody who is preaching hasn't been called.
That's
they
right.
haven't called to preach. See, they've commercialized the whole idea. It's for a selfish gain. It's not really to save souls. That's God's business. When you don't really have the mind or the heart of God, you're not about his business. You're about your own business. And the world sees that. And instead of the church acknowledging it and stop showing discrimination with their own people and talk about it, we're at a standstill. We don't talk about it. We don't discuss it. Everybody is snaring up the nose.
Well, you know what? I want to say something too. Both my favorite people, you know, of the early Beverly Nation. You got Minister Audrey Dennis, and also I say this to Minister Simeon Myers. Both these folks are ministers of the Almighty God. To have both of them on the air right now, and with the love they're showing to each other. Audrey, you brought up a good point, and I think Simeon, I love the family circle here, because Simeon, you're gonna crack up on this one. Audrey, what did you say about the gluttonism in the church?
Yes, I do notice that, because a lot of people is overweight. I mean, I myself has been overweight for the past 15 years. That preachers preach on everything except for gluttony. And that's mostly because somebody in their family is sitting in the church who's fat. They need to know.
You're right, Orchard.
Yeah.
You're right. And nine times out of ten, it's the preacher's wife, and so the pastor don't want to say nothing. The pastor, Come on, man. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to talk about health.
Yeah.
Health.
We do.
And that's what it's all about, because, you know, a lot of people don't understand. And Simeon, I know you agree with this. People want to hide the truth.
Yes.
To get paid.
Yes, they do. They'll do whatever it takes to hide the truth in order to get paid. But that's not the person who is of God. See, we got to realize God do have a people. He do have a church, and it is not a building. Me and Simeon is able to relate to each other, even though we have differences, it's still something inside us, a spirit inside us that makes us love each other. You know,
that's
we
right.
don't. He don't have to have no kind of love for me. Let's say I'm the one claiming to be the Christian, and Simeon ain't claiming to be anything. Let's just hypothetically say that. Well, it's still something inside him that existed before the world began.
All right.
That's going to lead and guide him even before he is aware of who it is. God says, I will never leave or forsake you. It is us who leaves him. Just like it's a question, it's always a question about once saved, it's always saved. Well, I'll just say this. If you never had the tools to save yourself in the first place, and it was nothing you could do, and somebody came and picked your behind up. Well, the same person that came to pick you up is the same person that's going to keep you. When Jesus said, it is my job to not lose one, well, he know what it's going to take to not lose one, and he means that. So the only way I can lose my salvation is if I turn and walk away.
Yeah.
And I'm not turning to walk away. I don't have no one else.
Go ahead, Simeon.
Many times I heard people say, once saved, always saved. And he was like I said, Jesus said he has us in his hands. So the question pops, basically, what you have there in his hand in the first place, because if he imprinted on you, he got you. He got you, but like the only way you is if you walk away.
Right.
That's right.
So
that means
that's right.
Away. And I'm a matter of fact, John 3:16. It says, and I ain't gonna go to the whole scripture, but it says, the ones who rejected him already condemned themselves to death. It's not that he did it. They did it. They already said, I'd rather go to hell than serve you. He said they already condemned themselves.
And that's what I don't get. I don't get what is behind the spirit that, well, you done seen where he ain't done nothing wrong to you. He ain't said anything wrong to you. He done talked the same junk about the church that you done talked about the church. But yet, it's a reason why people hate Jesus with a passion.
But can I say this, guys? Can I say this, too? And I love this family circle, old school Halcyon Days type style show tonight. Let me say, Jesus was a revolutionary. People who change equated thought, okay, who come on the scene and say, you know what, wait a minute, that's not it. The temple of God is you, not the synagogue, not the holies of holies, not the holy tabernacle.
Right.
You know, not that thing on the hill. No,
right.
You are the temple of God. And so when he started preaching, and he was, you know, the first tent meeting type person. I like this Christ. Because he was up on the Mount of Olives, man, chilling, eating figs and olives, and like, look, this is what you need to do. You know, people want to put this, or like you know, the Catholic Church, and he's coming out there with all types of frankincense and myrrh. No, this man was a straight-up teacher, man, and he was from the roughest place in Judea, okay? He came from the Valley of Galilee. And not only that, you ready for this? Because Audrey and Simeon got me encouraged tonight. He also came from a town that was south side Chicago. That was Compton, California. That was the 5th Ward of Houston. That was the 18th Ward of Louisiana. That was North Philly. He came from Nazareth. Now, don't let people try to bolster up what it is, Audrey. Nazareth was the worst place in the world, to where even one of his main disciples, his man Nate, with the Bible name, you know, his name is Nathaniel. But like I said, everybody want to be all pious. This man Nate said from the gate, yo, man, this Jesus, this the boy?
Yeah.
And Andrew said, yeah. He said, could anything good come out of North Philly?
Yeah.
Keep it real, right, Simeon? Right, Orton? Yes. Could anything good come out of Nazareth?
Yes, he sure did.
This is the word. But hold on. I got somebody else that want to come on and share some love. We have the brother that is hosting Peripheral Vision on Tuesday night. Let us welcome Louis Savon in the conversation. Louis, you're on the line right now with Minister Dennis.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, all is well. It's great to hear your voice and great to hear your message tonight. Sister Dennis, Audrey Dennis, my name is Louis Devon. Brother Simeon is just sent out a salute to you and all the hosts of the Beverly Nation out there and all the family in the Beverly Nation.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to commend you and salute you and encourage you on the strong message you sent on tonight, and you know, my question would be, what would you like to see happen for the people? Like, what is your vision? What would you like to see happen?
I would like to get involved in a organization that really is about the love of God and do not show any type of jealousy or discrimination to the Spirit of God. See, a lot of people get jealous of the Spirit, the blessings of God, the anointings that God put on different folks, because everybody has been welcomed. And instead of you know, being honored with what he has given them, they want what he's given you. And all this need to be...
Stop.
Yeah, all of this need to be...
That's right.
It need to be discussed openly in church so you can learn how to fight against the enemy's attacks. I just want people to start talking about things and to be more open and honest about things and stop being so fake and mean and rude and claim that you are children of God. That's what I want to see happen.
And you know what, just to add on that, because I would like to see in the church is that people have to put in the work, working together.
Yes.
The Bible says, know them that labor amongst you, putting in the work, working towards perfection. It says, leaving the elementary save, for the principal doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection. So it's the perfection stage of everybody growing together, having the same mind, that mind that was in Christ, growing together, walking together of one accord, because it says one could chase 1,000, but two can put 10,000 to flight. So imagine if they get on one accord.
Amen. Now, who was speaking just now?
Understand, just live the good life that God called them to live, and working towards that perfection. See, the thing is, everybody, like I said, a lot of people, they want the blessings and all that stuff, but they don't want to work to perfecting themselves, which we have work out to salvation.
Right, and I've been guilty of that. See, I have to admit, right now, I have ran from my ministry because the church makes you feel so insecure. They don't build.
Talk about it, Orgy. I'm sorry, Orgy. Did I come on? Did you just tell the truth? I'm sorry, bye.
Yes. Instead of uplifting you and encouraging you and educating you and feeding you that bread, they let you curl up into a ball. They allow Satan to attack you. They leave you stranded by yourself. I want a real friend in church. Every time I went to church, I went because I was in pain. I went because I was looking for a friend. I was looking for someone to talk to. I was needing counseling. People don't go to church for no reason. Huh. But they come back out disappointed. You know? It's sad.
Right.
It's embarrassing to me that I've been baptized 4 times.
All
that's
right. But that's not like
right.
And then, you know, mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus and the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
That's it. All of them. You know what, though? I'm so proud. Lou, what did you want to say on that one, Lou?
No, I just had another question, and I'm just going to listen. Sister Audrey, does God need people?
And one hand, no, God don't need anybody because he's all-powerful. But in the other hand, he uses people because, like for instance, tonight, my 17-year-old son called me tonight, helped me make corrections in my speech tonight, and Donna said a lot of things without even knowing that God was using him tonight. And that's how God uses all of us. We don't even know we're being used by God. That's why God told Jesus, I will make thy enemies thy footstool to thy feet. That means he's making someone who can't stand Jesus bend over and let him walk on his back. I have seen that happen in my life.
All right. And you know, Orchard, I'm going to say this too. And it's not a contradiction in what you're saying. This is actually an agreement. Sometimes, did you hear what Sister Audrey said, brother? The brothers of Bevnet, Louis Devon and Simeon Myers, she said that God don't need us. He is all sovereign. But sometimes we don't even know that we're being used when we're being used. Now, wait a minute. I, Lottie Aloysius Dudley, know I'm being used by God because God sometimes will come to you, and when you are obedient, he will bless you. But sometimes you got to be careful of being disobedient because he puts you into a reprobate mindset.
Yes, he will.
So
when
you don't, where you don't know blessings upon blessings. I want to thank God for his own vision for Beverly Nation.
Yes.
That each and every one of our hosts, Lou and Simeon, are different. You hear Minister Dennis on this line tonight? Is she giving the word of God, y'all?
Well, I praise God. I'm telling you, I want to stay humble. I have seen enough out of the church where they have showed me a lot of things not to do.
That's
I don't
right.
want to be all pretty. I don't want to sound all holy and foul. I want God.
Well, that's right. Listen,
I believe God.
I'm going to tell you something. Okay. Go ahead, Simeon.
I believe God let us see the bad and the good in church because you know you got to understand and you learn what not to do or what to do because a broken clock is right today.
Yeah,
and to just the fervent say it, and it's right. You're right. God don't need us, but God has a desire for us.
Yeah,
and that's what makes him call us because he said, "I know my." He knows his plans for us. He has a desire to I want to be with you. Come on, let us, he even said in the Old Testament, let us reason together. He even came down to reason. I mean, he don't have to be reasonable.
Right.
But he said,
amen.
Let us,
all right now.
And that lets us know, sometimes it even takes God for us to be reasonable.
All right now. Now, wait a minute. I'm going to be reasonable right now. Sister Audrey, I know you don't mind this. The young lady who is usually the host for Sunday nights of Beverly Nation,
yes,
is on the line right now. The host of Diva Impact, Sister Beta Lovely Ellis, is on the line with us right now. Sister
Hi,
Ellis, how are you?
Hello, everybody. Audrey, good evening to you. I love
Hello.
What you're doing tonight. Can you hear
me? I thank you for calling in.
Yes. And
I thank all of you for calling in. I really do. I do.
Absolutely.
I love the love and
support. I wanted to show you some love and support tonight because I know that God is using you at every capacity, and I encourage you. I support you. You're doing a wonderful job. Keep doing what you're doing because we need that. We all have different ways that we use our gifts and talents, and I welcome you to doing what you're doing tonight. I love it. I love it, sister. Keep doing it.
I praise God for it. Yeah, I thank you. I do.
You know what, though? Yeah, I'm going to tell you something before you go there. I want to say that both the twins, the Bopsy twins, they got hey, Lou, we got two twins. What the old folks say, we got two twins, even though that might not sound right. We got two twins. Usually we have Darlene and Louis, but these are our Bopsy twins of Brethren Nation. But you know what, though? Simeon and Audrey, Sister Lovely, are also the Bopsy twins. They also join at the hip, even though they don't know it, but they are. I'm going to tell you something what's so deep. You ready for this?
Yep.
They both
mm-hmm.
have garnered 1,900
wow.
in the six. Tonight, Audrey Dennis
wow.
has garnered 1,927. Last night, Brother Simeon garnered 1,947.
Wow.
So keep on calling, folks. We got 18 minutes. Can we all get Audrey over the 2,000 mark for the first time?
I hope so. Ever? Please call in, please.
So, Sister Lovely, I just want to say something to you. Basically, we know this is your night of rest.
Yes.
And we're so thankful for what you do for us on a constant basis with your relationship ministry on the Beverly Nation. Is there anything mm-hmm. that you would love to tell Sister Audrey or say to her at this time, being your rest?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Since my shows are primarily about loving yourself and relationships, even if it's a relationship with you, I am
mm-hmm.
telling you, encouraging you to continue to have that relationship with the Lord and continue to
yeah.
project that on the air because you're building a rapport and a relationship with your listeners and with your callers, and you're doing an awesome job. So I encourage you just to keep doing what you're doing, showing that relationship and speaking the truth because even in
well,
the world, they will make you free, and we need it. Don't sugarcoat nothing, honey. We need the absolute truth, and I'm glad you're bringing it.
Thank you very much, because I need it. God for it.
Brother Louis Devon, our second host and now our primary host of Peripheral Vision, a person who has a lot of insight and a lot of discernment. He does community activism, Sister Dennis. He does a lot when it comes down to the building of the mindset of African-American people. That's his mindset right now, his show concept. Brother Devon, is there anything you want to tell Sister Dennis before you leave the air this evening?
Well, I just like to, again, salute you and encourage you to keep going. And it looks like and sounds like you've been through a lot already, so you know how people can be. So,
yeah.
You know, there's going to be ups and downs. Sometimes the same thing that make you laugh and make you cry. So, you know, I don't have to tell you how folks can be, but I do admire the fact that you're raising your voice and that you are about a good work and you want to encourage God's people. And, you know, I look forward to having many conversations with you in the future. And if you ever need somebody to talk to, or if you ever need to trade notes on something, if you have any questions, or if you have any ideas that you want to just drop out there and you need someone to talk to about, hey, my lines are always going to be open, and I'll welcome you, and I just extend this 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 bridge of friendship to you, because I am honored to meet you tonight. Absolutely honored to meet you tonight.
And that has been one of the most kindest things someone has said to me, and I do appreciate it very much. I do. The whole night I wanted to really come with a humble spirit, because I do see how ugly it is to approach people with a judgmental spirit. And sometimes I think when I be doing a whole lot of talking on different sites, you know, that I might project a judgmental spirit, and I didn't want to be taken wrong. I really was hoping and praying that you could hear and the spirit of God.
Good job, Audrey. You're doing a good job tonight, Audrey. I know you said, come on, Lonnie, help me out. I really enjoy just listening to what you have to say, because you're fearless, you know. And I'm gonna go to another fearless person on the other end so he can give you his final comments and encouragement. You know, we have a young man who's on every month himself, Brother Simeon Myers. I'm trying to get him back on more than a month, because I believe he has a gift from the Almighty in his way he expounds upon African consciousness. And he's a wonderful and intelligent young man. Brother Simeon Myers, I just want to – anything you want to say to Sister Dennis, I mean, y'all do. I love you through the air. Every time I think about it, I start laughing, because I just love both of y'all when I go at it. And as well as when y'all at peace. Anything you want to say to Minister Dennis before you go up, before I hand the show back to Minister Dennis?
Yeah, keep holding the standard up. you gave word tonight, and you don't hear a lot of word. People need to be fed. There's a lot of people that are starving out there, and spiritually, and they need food, what I mean, that they may grow. So don't. And I tell people, I'm a Christian, even though I'm a Pan-African, because you got Pan-African Muslims, you got Pan-African Christian. I'm still a Christian. And I still believe in the word of God. And I just encourage keep preaching the word, the sword.
Yes.
Folks is doing it. They preaching about stars on the moon, monkey cat foot, and whatever else thing they preaching out there. I don't know what they preaching, but just keep giving the word, because people need that.
I want people to know a little bit about us. Me and Simeon work together, and even though we would do some fussing over on the radio, we would still see each other and hug each other. Because, for one, I think Simeon is one of the same age as one of my sons, and I think of him as one of my sons. I do. I can't be mad at some young man who I feel like is a little young baby. I'm sorry, Cinnamon, but I just do.
You call me Cinnamon.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
See, she's starting to see Audrey just got to start mess. She always got Cinnamon, she always got to start mess. Audrey, let the brother talk to you for a second. And then he gonna give it back to Audrey. Dennis, hallelujah. Go
I just was telling them as far as I love so, but.
And I know Simeon loves you. Simeon, any last words you have for Minister Dennis before we give it back to her? Because she's starting mess, Simeon. She's starting up.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, I love her. That's my sister. It's no hate, none of that stuff. I love to discuss the word and certain topics, and even when I was, just real quick, when I was deep into, like, Christianity before, I was willing to debate anybody, because I knew what I was talking about, and I knew that God was real to me. So nobody couldn't shake me. So I just always been debatable, that's in me. But other than that, I didn't get to the point where it's aggressive or I hate the person, no. So I just... more blessings on you. Keep doing what you're doing. Hold up the standard. Don't compromise. You don't got to compromise. You don't got to drop nothing. Just keep doing what you're doing, and God's going to bless you and take you farther, you know.
Oh, thank you. I do need the encouragement. I really do.
You know what, Audrey? And I'm going to tell you something. You know, Brother Simeon Myers come a long way last night. His show, so much maturity last night in Brother Simeon and the way he came off last night on his show. The love fest that you guys had, I love when y'all guys get a chance to just challenge each other, you know, with different thoughts. I mean, that's what America is all about. And the fact that the young man, who I think is brilliant, and, you know, Beverly Nation has some brilliant people. All of our hosts have a ministry. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's amazing. I know Lou, I'm going to put Lou back on the air for a second, and I'm going to put Sister Lovey back on the air for a second, as well as Brother Simeon Myers. You know, and I'm going to say this from the gate. You know, Bev Nat, stand up. You know what I mean? We're doing such a great job. Brother Simeon Myers is brilliant. You know, Sister Lovely Ellis, I mean, what do you think about this young lady's ministry tonight?
Her ministry is awesome. And like I said, we need to really have people speak the truth. And that's what we do in the Beverly Nation anyway. But Sister Audrey, I love your ministry. And I've been through a lot myself. I did a show on domestic violence. I talked about all different kinds of things happening in my life, which is why a lot of people can't relate to me. But what you're doing tonight is really touching so many people on your first show. So
yes,
I love it. I love it.
I would like one day be a guest on all of y'all show. You know, maybe.
No, you ain't no guest, Audrey. You a family.
Well,
that's
I
right.
Thank you.
You are Beverly Nation. Ain't no guest. Let me tell you something.
I would love playing something, though, with everybody, with everyone. If
yes,
you have
indeed.
And you want me to be involved, I would love to.
Yes, indeed. And another thing, too, guys, she's our show's resident minister, you know, and she's really she's our chaplain. And I'm saying that tonight, and I'm proud of Minister Audrey Dennis, you know, coming on and just bringing, you know, the Word of God to us. And that's what's needed. The Word of God is stronger than any two-edged sword. That's what the Word says. That's what I read. And also, you know, Philippians 4:13 says that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So guess what? This is the 234th episode of the one and only Beverly Nation. How about that? So let's keep that in mind. Brother Lou, I just want you to come back on. Sister Lovely, we're going to love you next week, whatever topic you have.
Yes.
And I just want to thank you, Sister Lovely Ellis, for just being a real person yourself and being a dynamo for Beverly Nation.
Yes, I do, too. I did enjoy your show last week.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Yes. And we're glad to have you. You're very needed. We need you. Oh. We need what you bring to the table, your ministry and everything that you represent. So
well, I do.
We have people try to go against the Beverly Nation, and we need you. We need you.
Well,
so
I'm
glad to
you
have
guys.
You.
Now here's a question. A reason why I want to bring Brother Louis Savant. Lou, you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here, sir.
Please do me a favor before I go on and say you know, pay the bills and take care of responsibilities. You know what?
Right.
I'm gonna do that first. Beverly Nation has advertised. Mm-hmm.
Send a storm. In the rain, another trial made in pain.
Woo! The song we sing in our church. How many have at least one thing to be thankful for? If so, put your hands together. He did it all.
got a money, no, no, no. He did it all. Can I get a witness in here tonight?
December 8th, 2013, with the one and only Audrey Dennis. It shows where we have come from. That show garnered less than 2,000 all-time Connection records. Look at us now. It takes 10 years to do what we do on a constant basis. To have Lovely Ellis, Simeon Myers, and Louis Devon charter members along with Reverend Audrey Dennis. It's amazing. Let's go right to our call lines right now. The 2022 International Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever, Mr. Huni Bakatun.
Peace and abundant divine blessings. You are listening to the tone of voice of the Master Sound Therapy, Master Sound Healing, and the Grand Architect of the Universe. Man, that show right there, Hall of Fame, four times. Oh, my God. You know, the message of that evening, I tell you, about showing divine love. You know, one of the things I love about the foundation, enough respect to all of them. What I love is I didn't sense any type of ego whatsoever. Even if, like was mentioned, there might have been some differences, but the differences didn't tear them apart. You get what I'm saying? And that's a unique thing to me, is a message that will really, really outlast the sands of time.
Yep.
You know, we don't always have to agree. You get what I'm saying? I think that's one of the most miscomprehended concepts, that we think that everybody needs to be on the same accord with everything. That's almost impossible. You get what I'm saying? But I think that being able to respect the differences, appreciate the differences, know the differences, comprehend the differences, and, you know, more important than that is actually being the difference.
You know, it's funny because, you know, Simeon and Audrey was the first true rivalry of Beverly Nation, and we know your rivalry with Soul Twins is historic and documented. Talk about that right now. You know what I mean? Rockin' Sockin' Robots, you know, we were ready to win a championship, and here comes the Soul Twins honoring the late, great Anna Wydell.
Wow. You know what's so unique about that Hall of Fame four times? And, yeah, shout out to our ancestor, Angel, and that's Anna Wydell, who I am a two-time recipient of 2018 and 2020. I will most receive this award, not to take anything away from the delegates who casted their votes. You know, for one, like myself and, you know, Terry Strength, Jared Petito, Andrea Presley, and, of course, yourself, Hall of Fame four times. You know, but it was a friendly competition, though, because trust me, and I'm going to reveal one of my best-kept secrets. Can I do that tonight?
You acting up? You starting your mess? Are you going to start your mess like Audrey did almost 10 years ago?
I'm going to do my best, too, sir. You know, as thorough as I am by my own right, and we have to have a sense of cognizance in order for us to be able to pick up the microphone, because just like any sport, in this game of life, when that gun goes off or the whistle, whatever's used to be able to start the game in this game of life, especially when it comes to broadcast radio. When you do that introduction and that music stops, you either got to be duly prepared or not. And what was the saying? The great Ricky R. Jones said, don't disrespect the mic. If you're not prepared, you know, a lot of people are going to hit the panic button. So this right here ain't for no play, man. You got to be able to bring your A game each time. And
it's funny you said that. Not to cut you off, you know what I mean, old school Beverly Nation fashion, right? But, you know, egos get to, you know, worth off, you know, of ourselves. Worrying about championships, worrying about what goes on with the business. A lot of times people need just to do their jobs and do it effectively. And, you know, I'm going to keep you on the line right now because I got another Hall of Famer that's about to come on here biting at the bit. The 2021 National Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever. You know what I mean? You know, Clubber Lang, here's Rocky Balboa.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey.
Hey. Hi, Uni. Hope you're doing good, sweetie. I really needed this show tonight. And your music got me in the spirit, of course. But everything that they were talking about, and not compromising for what the world says or the world thinks. And that, I think, got me the most. When she said about, you know, calling pastors, ministers, fathers, and all that. And I shared this, I believe, on one of the shows when I called in and they were talking about God. And I said, when my father was in hospice and that priest came into the hospital and asked if he could pray for my father's salvation, and my father was out of it. And I shared with everyone my father accepted Jesus in the tomb in Israel many moons ago with me. And I said, Joe, whatever his name was, I'd like to talk to you first. And he sits down, and I put the chair right in front of him, and I faced him, and I said, my father accepted Jesus in Israel. I said, have you ever accepted Jesus? I can't call you father because you're not my earthly father or my heavenly father. And
yes,
if you would like to pray, yes, yes, my mouth to God's ears. And I said, if you would like to pray, I'm here to pray with you. Do you know he just got up? He just got up and said, bye, and walked out of the hospital room. So that resonated with me when they were talking about that. It's only one Heavenly Father, and then we had our earthly one, and that's it.
That's right.
You know,
Jerry, you know, you said that many times on DevBet.
Yeah.
And what more can we say? Yeah, we're WBNN, but we're going back to the essence of what we do. We are BevNet. We are Beverly Nation, and we're proud of it. I'm going to bring on a person who has just graduated to Outstanding Excelsior in Hostship, and I hope we get a chance to come on, because I know he's taking care of his daughter. Mr. Jetty 8-Track, how are you tonight?
Peace. I'm doing lovely tonight. How is everybody doing?
Hey, man. How you like the essence and the history of our network? Now, you're fading in and out there. Stay still a little bit. I don't know what's going on in the background.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, now we can hear you. It's just like old school Verizon, kind of. Yeah.
it's a powerful episode tonight. Hearing the camaraderie, first off, you know, I salute everybody. It's just being in this assembly right now and just hearing, you know, the people that came before me that set the foundation for this network is beautiful. But to Reverend Aubrey, I thank God for you. You know, the word is powerful. The word is powerful. And you were definitely used as an instrument to God's message. Speak this evening. And I thank you. Something was laid upon my heart when you mentioned how you were baptized four times, and kind of reminded me of something that I just wanted to share. Perhaps it may help someone. Perhaps it's just something.
Please.
So when I was wayward, and I was, you know, still trying to find my way back home, if you will, I remember there was a time that, you know, I was just asleep. I was asleep downstairs in my old home, and I heard something outside. It was like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, and I heard something outside that sounded like a child screaming, and it shook me to my soul. It shook me to my core because, you know, I woke up, and I'm like, what would a child be, you know what I mean, doing out there screaming? I had to click my rational mind on, and I'm like, no, it had to be a cat. It had to be a cat screeching. So I talked to, you know, the person that I was courting at the time, and she was in worldly things, you know, in a way that she rationalized as far as sciences and whatnot. And when I told her that I mistook a cat screech for a child scream and how it shook me, she mentioned something to the degree of covering my home or surrounding the perimeter of my home with salt. And it sat with me for a while. And I considered it, but something stopped me. And I said to myself, nah, you know, I've gone through so much, and God has protected me without the means of me using these other tools, you know what I mean? And I said to myself, if I were to put salt around my home, what would that signify to those spiritual forces, that all of a sudden I need to use this tool as a means to protection? I read in a book once about old school London and how pickpocketers used to, used to mark their victims. What they used to do is they used to go up to the train stations and they used to make a sign. And the sign would say, warning, pickpocketers in the area. Make sure that you, you know, keep your mind mindful about your personal affects and your belongings. And what the pickpocketers would do was they would sit down and they would just watch. And the people who were in the train station, when they see that sign and they would check for their wallets, the pickpocketers knew who to attack. So when you told me about, you know,
wow,
the politics of the churches and you needing to be baptized each time, I just wanted to tell you, you know, me, perhaps this was laid upon my heart, you know, you said this, and this is from the Word. It takes a believing heart, a person that believes in Christ, to have salvation, a person that believes that God gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Sometimes these churches, like you said, they get caught up in their own elitism. And because of that, because of them getting so caught up, as we all do, because we're humans, so because we get caught up in this elitism and this pride and where we have found ourselves in comparison to where we have been before, this pride puts us in a place where the devil can smell the fear, can smell the aspects of, you know, where we have come from that is not of God, you know. So I just wanted to share that with everybody here that's listening, most especially to the good Reverend. Thank you once again. Thank you so much for that. Yeah, I really appreciate you.
Hey, Dr. Toon, we have to say to this outstanding new host, part of the class of 2023, with Sham God Power Hill, Tiana Speaks, and Wanda Walker. If he's still there. Okay, he might not be. But I know that Jared Petito is. How do you feel about this young man coming on to the one and only Beverly Nation?
So I called into his show, and I was messaging you, brother. I was saying he's incredible. And
mm-hmm.
I truly mean that from the bottom of my heart, because you know me better than most, and I would never just say that. So,
yes, indeed.
Keep doing what you're doing, kiddo, because everyone needs to hear your voice.
Yes. We have another call online. Fifth Reign Commissioner, who has been listening tonight, the wonderful Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J. But before her was our fourth Reign Commissioner, the Honorable Ebony Dawn Starks. E. Davis, talk to us tonight.
Hey, how is everybody tonight?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm just sitting back enjoying the show, enjoying the good music, and really gleaning off of what's being said.
How you feel about Minister Audrey Dennis, a charter member of our network?
I feel great about it, and I'm just happy that the word is getting out there.
All right, all right. We appreciate you, and we thank you for calling in and showing the love of Beverly Nation. We go to another caller right now. Carla, you're live right now, honoring Audrey Dennis and Soulful Inclinations on the original BevNet Classic.
Hello, Brother O. It's Ava Holly. How are you?
Hey, how are you? And I've been praying for you.
How are you?
And God is giving you strength, and I'm glad about that.
Thank you. I really enjoyed the show tonight. First of all, Reverend Dennis has a very calming and soothing voice, so that was really relaxing, and I need that at night because now that I'm a little more mobile, I'm doing too much during the day, and I get home at night and I'm actually like shaking. You know, it's crazy, but it's amazing that this show aired in 2013, and we've said this before, a lot of the same things still going on and still talking about it, and it's relevant like the show just aired yesterday. So first of all, I believe in God, period, and I believe in Jerry Petito and Huni Bakatun, and I love everything that they both said. I heard the words that she was using, like, fake and rude, and some of the things that we so see today that has just gotten so crazy. But I wanna leave with this thought, and many of you know that I just love old cliches, but this I say in the most positive light you can think of. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift. That's why we call it the present. So be present in your faith, no matter what you believe, because as we know, we all agree to disagree. So whatever
That's right.
you believe, be present. Be present in that faith. Love yourself and be kind. Surround yourself with those kinds of people, and that's how we lift each other as we climb.
All right, now. I love that, Ava. And so we thank Ava Holly for coming on this outstanding classic tonight. We're bringing on right now the person that needs to be, you know, celebrated. This young man came on last year as a quasar. You know, 6 straight all-time connection records, garnered him the WBNN Linear New Host of the Year. Mr. Clever One.
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Bulls Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where your baby mom tried to bake macaroni and cheese like a grandmother, but she burnt the top and the noodles was uncooked on the bottom. What's good?
Hey, man, what's good, man? Mr., you know, Mr. Messenger. But, you know, this guy here, man, is always playful, but he's serious, you know, about his community and what he does on a constant basis for his community. And, you know, a lot of times that's not, you know, it's a shame that it's left unsaid. This man is a true warrior trying to enhance love, responsibility, and knowledge. And he does that on a constant basis. Now, sometimes you might think he's funny, but he's dead serious. Talk about tonight and honoring, you know, legends like Reverend Audrey Dennis and the start of Beverly Nation tonight.
Yo, first of all, let's shout out to the shorty that's the Reverend, you know what I'm saying? You know, she, you know, everyone has their own style of articulation on how they perceive how we need to be guided out here, you know what I'm saying? And you know, we got to understand this. We got to appreciate some of these people who have the opportunities to try to articulate these things to people. First of all, I'll say that. You know what I'm saying? And then the second part of it is that formerly so, you know what I mean, she's was part of this situation. So we got to, you know, hold the torch up to that, man, and shine light on that, man. Let's get her stage lit up on that thing. You know what I'm saying? You know, Kiki Shepherd with a tight dress on to the Reverend there. Yes. But I'm going to say this real quick, you know what I'm saying, to all those out there, you know what I mean, just elaborating on Rev real quick, you know what I mean? I'm going to say this to y'all. You know, the whole thing about it is this, you know what I mean? If you believe in any of these messages in which have been sent down here, they all have been sent with the same message if you ever take a chance to read the messages correctly. Throughout these messages, you know what I mean, I've noticed that the description of these people who we sold to, we know through all throughout the scriptures, the description of them is that when they pray, they fall to their face.
All right, now.
Yeah. They fall to their face. And I believe that the position of this is the on the knees, the hands, and the face. So people.
Come on now, talk about it.
So people. If you're praying people and you're sincere about it and you're searching about what you're praying about people, understand. Read the part in the scriptures where it describes how the messengers prayed, especially the one in particular. He got on the knees, the hands, and the face, and his instructions was, do as I do. Pray as I pray.
Now.
And if that wasn't how you was, and that ain't how you was, it ain't how you was doing it, then I don't know what Clever One can tell you from that one. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where you slap box your little cousins till they learn how to pull their pants up. Check your satellite.
That is the articulate Clever One. You know what I mean? I love it. Let's go to our next caller. Carla, you're live right now, celebrating the wonderful Audrey Dennis on the BevNet Classic. Carla, you there? All right, Carla. Got 5 seconds. All right, there you go. All right. Come on, Carla. Talk to us.
Do you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Okay, yes. Wow, I've been listening to the show. It was amazing. Just everything that she was talking about, you know, like I always get excited anyway whenever I hear about Jesus. So the things that she was talking about, how she was breaking them down, very unfortunate, you know what I mean, her being baptized 5 different times. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I look at situations as far as, like, our lessons, you know. Everything is not like a failure type of situations. If you learned the lesson in it, then it's victory in it. So, but it was just a good show. And then even the other young man that came on, and he was just talking about God and everything too. It was good. It was also good to hear Jerry. I hope you get well soon. And call me if you need me for anything. I'll drop off some soup to the crib, whatever. Yeah, it was good. It was a good show tonight.
And who are you?
I'm Ricardo Rashad. I have the show Trent and Mick show. So yeah.
I thank you so much for, you know, just being part of the Beverly Nation, being part of this forum tonight. And what more can we say about the next caller? She was our third reigning commissioner here on this network, a CEO in her own right with the Crew Podcast, the one and only Angela Thomas Smith. How are you tonight, Angela?
I'm all right. How you doing?
Hey, talk to us tonight.
No, I was just sitting over here just enjoying the show. I'm like Ricardo. I love to hear about some Jesus.
All right.
As I tell you, I'm coming up on celebrating my 9 years. I shouldn't be here, but God. So. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. I'm grateful. And I just love hearing how they all was coming together. I love hearing that. I just love hearing the hosts come on and share and support each other. And that's what I enjoyed about it. But, yeah.
All right.
I love hearing these classics. Brother O, because it really reminds me of, you know, where the WBNN has come from, you know, how it started, you know, and just how it's grown over the years. And even though, you know, it's grown in things, the concept is still the same. Your vision it's being carried out, and people get it, you know. So thank you. Like, thank you, because you provide an opportunity for so many people to be a voice and to be able to share their perspective. It's all about us. I get that we're all not going to always get along or always agree, but mm-hmm. It's okay to agree to disagree, you know.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, the greatest thing about you, you know, the greatest thing about you is you listen to what I told you to do. And, you know, like the Jerry Petitos, you know, like the Andre Kaczynskis, you know, like the Tara Strengths, and now, you know, like the Dr. Chichilla Jays, and now you are a CEO of your own outstanding podcast. Talk about that tonight before I go to my next caller, because it's very, very important, because the Crew Podcast is an extension of the branch of the one and only Beverly Nation.
And, of course, I'm always talking about WBNN over on the Crew Podcast, so they are very familiar with what we do over here. But I'm just thankful that I have 11 amazing hosts that have perspective.
Oh, hey, girl.
And want to be a change and want to, you know, share their voice. But I learn from the best. So I'm still learning, And I'm just thankful to be able to be an outlet to help somebody else go to the next level, because at the end of the day, it's not about Angela, but it's about Philippians 2 and 4, where you say, don't just think of your things, but think of other people's things. So think on the things of others. So that's what I do. I truly believe in giving back and helping people along the way, because I have not always had that. And to be able to be in a place where I can do that, I'm just grateful and thankful, because I have a second chance at life and a second chance at being able to make a difference. So that's what I'm on right now.
As a CEO and understanding history, you know, how do you feel about the legacy of Anna Wadell and Darlene Lawrence and Randy Rogers, and now the untimely death of Larry Edwards, who was all part of our network? You know, a sad thing, losing four people who were here and not, you know, alive, not seeing, you know, many moons and the rising of the sun for one day. Talk about that for a second, the legacy of those four who were Bev Nat Strong.
Wow. I tell you, they paved the way for us and set the bar high. So we definitely have to bring it when we come. And I'm just grateful for them, because when I listen to these shows, I hear their realness. I hear their truth, you know, and their boldness. So I'm just grateful. I'm thankful that, you know, we had people setting the bar high so that we do have a standard. So.
Well, we thank you very much tonight. CEO of the Crew Podcast and member of Beverly Nation, Walking in Purpose with Angela Thomas Smith. I'm going to go to a soundtrack and then bring on our two callers. Let's get it in.
A sinner's prayer. A sinner's prayer. A sinner's prayer. A sinner's prayer.
the man sitting on the floor. Now it's about time for us to stop judging one another. Stop acting holier than thou and start lifting up your brother. Cause I know
Haddon, y'all. And of course, if you're on another caller, you're live right now, honoring Reverend Audrey Dennis and the original Bevnat Classic.
Hello, Brother O. How are you?
Hey.
This is Tiana Speaks, the host of the Power of Thoughts. I just wanted to say a few things. And so I like, you know, weapons formed against me shall prosper. And
right,
I feel
now,
as though, like when you said that, I feel like I live like that, believing that, because so many people have wronged me in my entire life. But I always remain standing no matter what. And I let God take care of it. And I do truly feel protected. There are times, you know, where you worry about things happening. You know, even just being out, it is a luxury to be able to come home and be safe. It is a luxury.
You better believe it.
A lot of places. Yes, it's a luxury. But at the same time, I also know the possibilities of what could happen. But I feel safe because I know God is always with me. Always with me. And I wanted to speak on something that she said about as far as judgment. A guy I used to date actually indirectly made me realize the way that I used to speak was semi-judgmental, but it wasn't intentional. So I had to realize, like, how I speak, because I do want to be able to relate to people and have them feel the love of God. And a lot of times, you don't have to beat somebody down with like, scriptures and all that, and just, like, you can just be yourself and let the love of God shine through you and touch other people. If you are humble and you come with humility and even just speaking, if you have a problem with someone, let's just say they did something that you don't like and you yell at them, sometimes you can just talk to them in a humble manner. Now, I'm not going to say it's going to work for everybody, but sometimes just speaking to them in a humble manner sometimes can wake them up, and actually, like, through you, they can receive the love of God. I don't think a lot of people don't realize that, because in my life, I just feel blessed that God has allowed me to remain calm in a lot of situations where I could be hostile, where I could be angry, where I could be mean, I could be nasty, but I realize that God is patient with me. So why can I not be patient with other people, even when they do things that I don't like? So that's what I wanted to say. My next show is May 5th at 9:30 p.m. I am Tiana Speaks, and you will be listening to The Power of Thought.
You know what, Tiana, you just said something that resonated in my heart, because a lot of times, you know, we're fallible human beings, and we all do things, you know, sometimes rational or irrational, and that is great, great, great news, good news that you shared to us tonight here at WBNN, and I appreciate you for that, because it needed to be said. We all got to keep our composure, you know, and never, ever fault a person that might lapse in a situation, because you never know what they're going through. And I like the fact that you said that, because we're fallible, because God is infallible. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
And now we go to our last caller tonight. Caller, thank you for being so patient. Who are you and where are you calling from? Honoring Audrey Dennis tonight. And, of course, there you go. And the original DevNet Classic.
Okay, you know it ain't nothing but, you know it ain't nothing but Mr. Boston, Jeffrey Sanders. I just want to shout out the WBNN for doing what they do best in Beverly Nation. Y'all keep on doing what y'all doing. You know what I'm saying, brother? Oh, you are the best, man. I just have to give it to you. You are the best. You know how to know how to untangle things. You know how to put things together. You know what I'm saying? You play that music, man, and you play that funky music and keep it going, man. You know what I'm saying? I pray for you. I pray for Beverly Nation. I pray for WBNN and the Boston Chronicles. So y'all step up, step to the plate, keep on supporting this platform, keep on supporting Brother O, and we're going to go further than you ever dreamed we can go.
All right, now, Mr. Boston and the Boston Chronicles tonight, and I really appreciate him and his great support. Of course, we go to the Lifetime Achiever for final thoughts. My main man, Superman. And I'm going to share something with you guys very, very shortly. Go ahead and talk, my brother.
Wow. Man, what an amazing show. Honest to the foundation. Enough respect. Matter of fact, I want to say here's libation to the founders. Thank you all for the seeds that each one of you planted yesterday that produced We Are Beverly Nation, which is network. That is the byproduct of what y'all laid down. And I'm the host of We Will Aware You. My next show or next advancement will actually be my 6th year anniversary. Splitting that in half along with that great celebration. I'll be honoring all mothers, but here's the key point. You don't necessarily have to give birth in order to be a mother. Some of you can be mother figures. Meanwhile, some of the rest of you can be a real mother for you.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. I got something for you, okay? And, of course, you know, this man is going, you know, is celebrating his 6th anniversary here at Beverly Nation. And I'm going to come up with my final thoughts and things that is this near and dear to my heart. In a moment, when it comes out to, you know, the original classic, this theme will be played for our brother. And I'm so proud of it, because he definitely deserves the honor that is due to him. This is his theme song, y'all. Let's go. We'll be right back.
to Honey Bakatoon and his 6th anniversary right here on the one and only Beverly Nation. And I say this to everyone out there. You know, we come a long way. Let's put egos aside. There's a lot of people that want to destroy Beverly Nation, internally and externally. Let's keep the faith. Let's keep the faith. In 2013, they could not believe we were still on the air in December. And all those great charters that you heard tonight, who are still personal friends of this network, Louis Devon, that came on with me the night I was enshrined, you know, as producer to the Hall of Fame in 2021, and talked about my family and him knowing my mother and father, Lovey Ellis, who I love very, very much, Audrey Dennis, that I talked to 2 days ago, and her ministry in Phoenix, Arizona. And Simeon Myers, who now owns his own construction company. These people were part of what we do on a constant basis. They were mentored by Beverly Nation, for Beverly Nation. All the people out there around the international world understand that we are a mentorship. Our hosts are here to build their businesses to go to another level. I expect each and every one of my hosts to have their own podcast to be able to share and shine a light upon the world. Those who stay with Beverly Nation, like the great Jerry Petito, Tara Strength, Angela Thomas Smith, and Chichilla Janicia, who have their own thing that they garner. But they choose to still stay here because they remember where their help came from. A lot of times we forget that. A lot of times we're clouded by outside forces that try to hinder what we do. Don't get caught up. I know everything. Tomorrow night, we come back on this outstanding network with another BevNet classic. Tomorrow night will be Aaliyah Love and Optical Nerve from 2013. And of course, on Thursday night, we have the International Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee, Christine Powell as Jesus. And then another BevNet classic with Sister Bessie the Truther. But concentrate on Aaliyah Love. 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time right here on the one and only Beverly Nation. WBNN has advertising to Ngozi Time Multimedia. Pinterest, Instagram, Twitter, at Ngozi_time. Ola Dunley Malaywa Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or one for program tonight? Ola Day Layback Ngozi with my gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's fan to do so. Ola Dunley Malaywa Ngozi saying good night, good luck to all the folks out there on Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. We are Beverly Nation. Stop the foolishness. Do not let anything come between the family. Good night.